Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Mike, first of all, good to be talking to you again. There's a lot going on with the Pella City Council and the City of Pella. And let's start with one of the big potential projects needing a funding source. And that's been determined to be a local option sales tax if it passes with the majority of voters. And that has been established. There's now been a scheduled special election coming up. Let our listeners know about the local option sales and service tax, the key projects that it'll be funding, and then ultimately when voters will get that choice.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you stated, the city council did authorize a referendum to take place in our community for a new local option sales and services tax. That referendum date is scheduled for September 13th of this year. Now, as background on this for your listeners, Andrew, it's important to realize that our current tax will expire in December of 2023. The new tax is actually proposed for a 20-year term. It would commence if approved by the voters of Pella on January 1st, 2024. Now, when we look at the local option tax, and as you stated, we do have proposed projects, but it's always a good measure anytime you consider the new tax, what you spent your money on the first time around. And generally, the easy way to remember this for folks on this is local option funds a variety of projects in the city of Pella and currently does and has for a number of years. But with the way we spent our money in the past wise is about 50% of our current tax has been spent on property tax relief and what we would say street infrastructure projects. The other 50% has gone towards quality of life projects, with being the big showcase project would be the Pella Sports Park that we have. Now, as far as the new projects are concerned and what's being proposed for the new tax, as you stated, we do have some high profile projects associated with the new tax or proposed funding sources for the new tax on this, but one of them would be the new indoor recreation center that's being proposed for the community, as well as upgrades to the existing community center as well. And so those are the two of the high profile projects. In addition, with the new tax, similar to what we've done in past years, we also have infrastructure improvements listed as well for the new or proposed projects. But once again, the key takeaway is the referendum date's established for September 13th of this year, and the new tax would be for a term of 20 years and it would commence on January, if approved by the citizens of Pella, on January 1st, 2024.
Well, and many people have already noticed there are significant projects underway that actually just got started on University Street, one that's been going on East 8th now for a little bit since school got out. And there are more big projects to come, maybe not as impactful on our traffic flow, but certainly two that I know that you've been looking at for a long time. Let's start with the old City Hall alleyway and getting that replaced. I know downtown there's been emphasis since Ooseport to really upgrade some of the alleys here in town, and that is certainly a big one coming up hopefully this construction season, but obviously a lot that's been discussed about that.
Yes, Andrew, and that's well stated. It's a very active year this year for street reconstruction, very needed projects, and similar to the old City Hall alleyway project that you've stated, this alley is in need of repair. Now, the alley that we talked about when we referenced the terminology Old City Hall, this is actually the alley that's between Main Street and Broadway Street and just south of Franklin Street. Most people would probably recognize this alley that's just south of Yarsman's Bakery on it as well. Now, if you were to go back in this alley and take a look at it, currently it's an asphalt alley, and what we're proposing to do is replace the existing asphalt alley with a new brick street. And so if you were to look at this, this would be very similar to the Ooseport alley that we just completed up in the downtown on it. It'll be a very nice repair when it's finally completed. Now, in addition to the brick street, we're also going to be replacing all the underground utilities associated with there. So it's a rather complex project when you look at it, very tight working space that we have on the project. And one, just to get the listeners up to speed, the bids for the project, and I would state this, and this is just something that's being experienced all across the nation, but the construction bids are up with it. And this year, when we went up for bids for the project, we both experienced on our projects both a lack of bidders on it, and bids have generally been up, and this was no exception. In this particular case, we received two bids on the project. The low bidder was actually TK Concrete in the amount of $555,455. Now, in looking at this, the reason why we're mentioning this, this was about 23% higher than the engineer's estimate. and we're about $100,000 higher than the engineer's estimate. Now, in evaluating it, we believe that rebidding the project, it would probably not result in any lower bids on it. So we are proceeding with the project, and we intend to start the project right around July of this year. I'm hoping, if everything goes straight, to have it completed by the end of November of this year. So again, this is going to be a high profile project right in the Central Business District that'll hopefully be commenced in July of this year. And once again, if everything goes smoothly on the project, we'll be able to complete by November of this year.
One of the other emphasis points for the city council these last couple years has been taking existing gravel roads that are in the city limits and turning them into pavement. We saw that with 218th and Neal Drive. That project also recently completed. One that's hoping to help, especially with some traffic flow closer to a lot of the industry in town, and obviously Pella Fiber, is Prairie Street, which has been a longstanding gravel road there connecting to Truman Road. And now the bid has been accepted for that project.
Yes, that's correct, Andrew. And once again, you know, when we look at Prairie Street, where this is located at, it's an existing gravel road that's located just south of South Street, north of Truman Road. So it's that connecting piece is right around 1,100 linear feet on it. And as you stated, it's an existing gravel road with it. And what we're proposing to do with the gravel road is upgrade it to just a regular city street. So when, after we're all done with this road, you'll drive on and it'll be a normal city concrete street by the time we're done with the project. And once again, very similar story as to the old City Hall, the downtown project that we have in the Central Business District. Soliciting bidders has been in a very tough market for these jobs on it, and when we went out for bids on the project, we received one bid on the project. That was Balmer's Construction, the amount of just over $914,000. That was higher than the engineer's estimate by about $182,000. Very similar research on it. We do not believe rebidding the project would result in any reduced cost for the city, so we're proceeding with the project. This one has a little bit different timing for it in an effort to solicit a bidder for the project. We gave the contractor some flexibility on when they can start the project, and what the contract documents require is they can have to start the project no later than March of next year, and the final completion date on this is scheduled for July of 2023. So sometime in that time period, the project will be completed, and it's really just depending on the contractor's schedule, but the ultimate deadline that they have for completing this job is July of next year.
And then a very significant new city asset that'll be rolling out, hopefully, pending city approval, coming out July 1st, is the transfer of the nonprofit Pella Community Ambulance to Pella City Ambulance. And really the big motions on that, Mike, there have been some moves made already, but the big ones are coming up on a special meeting on the 29th to get that started so service isn't interrupted on July 1st of this year.
Absolutely, Andrew. And as you stated, the Pella Community Ambulance provides an essential service to our community. Recently, just due to a combination of factors, call volume being increased, along with a higher percentage of their service calls being attributed to both Medicaid and Medicare, which means a lower reimbursement rate for the ambulance, that's created financial hardships for the ambulance. And what's being proposed is the city is actually planning on taking over the ambulance service and actually providing that service as far as starting beginning on July 1st of this year. The legal documents that we have left to do will be addressed on June 29th. During a special council meeting. That meeting will start at 6 p.m. It'll be at the Pella Public Safety Complex. But on the legal documents that we will be addressing on that night is what's commonly referred to as the transfer agreements. Now, as a part and the condition as far as taking over and operating the ambulance service, the nonprofit entity will be required to transfer their assets to the city of Pella for continued operations of the ambulance service. In addition, what we're also going to be approving on that night is the final rates for the ambulance service. And I believe we have, as a formality, offer letters for all the ambulance employees as well. So once again, city staff and the ambulance employees have been very, very busy on this matter. And it's we're coming to the finish line on it. The finish line is in sight on it, but we're planning on beginning operations on July 1st. And we've been working very cooperatively with the ambulance board on this. And we appreciate that from the city standpoint, because as you stated, this is a critical service to the city of Pella and the surrounding areas. And we want to make sure it continues without disruptions. And that's certainly the plan, but the plan is what's being proposed right now is beginning on July 1st of this year, the ambulance service would transition to the city of Pella. The final legal documents and final approvals are scheduled for our special council meeting on Wednesday, June 29th, and that's what will be addressed during that meeting.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.